You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a $4.5 billion budget surplus. Wisconsin also has close to $2 billion in its rainy day fund. That's a record. Governor Evers says the extra money should be reinvested in the next state budget. Republicans have said they want to give the money back to taxpayers. Most public schools in Wisconsin will get more money from the state this year. The Department of Public Instruction is out with its general state aid figures. Two-thirds of school districts will get more money. A third will get less. In all, Wisconsin is sending about $5.5 billion to local schools. Today is the last day to register to vote in Wisconsin by mail or online. In-person early voting starts next week. Kate Martin is Menominee City Clerk. She says planning ahead will ensure local clerks run a free and fair election.
The less work that they have to do in order to help voters get through that process on election day, the better and the least frustrating it is for voters themselves.
Martin says voters can help by having required documentation on hand when they register. Former President Barack Obama will campaign for Kamala Harris in Wisconsin next week. He'll join Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz in Madison on Tuesday. Tuesday is also the first day of in-person early voting in Wisconsin. Wisconsin lawmakers are looking at potential ways to curb artificial intelligence abuses. Sarah Ault is an ethical AI expert who serves on the legislature's AI task force. At a meeting yesterday, she sounded skeptical that licensing and professional codes could help.
Then people just go looking for places where they can work outside of that code.
This summer, the governor's AI task force recommended K-12 digital literacy training, help for people who lose their jobs due to AI, and investing in more research. At least six Wisconsin poultry farms are giving away thousands of chickens after an Iowa-based processor suddenly closed last week. Farmers who need help can contact the Wisconsin Farm Center. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The Wisconsin Department of Instruction released its annual state aid figures for public school districts on Tuesday. Districts receiving 10% or more of aid over last year include Unity, New Auburn, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser, La Crosse, Toma, Cochran Fountain City, St. Croix Central, Cameron, Alma Center, and Mondovi. Districts with 10% or more in losses include Siren, Lakeland, Spooner, Hayward, Lake Holcomb, Webster, Shell Lake, Amory, and Hudson. Over $250 million this year is going to parental choice programs statewide. A school bus driver who crashed a bus in St. Croix County near Hudson back in April is no longer being charged with a crime. According to online court records, the driver of the bus, which had middle school students from Eau Claire on it, was charged with a misdemeanor count of unauthorized operation of a school bus. However, the charge was dismissed when prosecutors learned the driver had the proper license to drive the bus. The driver was cited for following too closely. Eight people, including six students, were hurt in the crash. Dunn Electric Cooperative and the Walmart Distribution Center in Menominee are part of a multi-organization effort that sent supplies and relief to hurricane-stricken areas of the southeastern United States. The donations were made by the Wisconsin Electric Cooperatives, which operate across northwestern Wisconsin, as well as Walmart and Sam's Club. The Distribution Center in Menominee donated a truck and a driver. It's the second load of supplies that has been sent by this coalition to South Carolina. The Chippewa Valley continues to be a hotspot for political campaign stops. With the fall election under 3 weeks away, candidates are ramping up their efforts to get people out to vote. On Tuesday, Governor Tony Evers and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer made a stop in Eau Claire to promote Democrats up and down the ballot and to talk about the Democratic Party platform and to encourage people to vote. They will appear in Mequon today. Presidential nominee Kamala Harris will hold a rally in La Crosse tomorrow. Country Jam announced its lineup for 2025. The event, which is held at the Eau Claire Event District north of the city, will be July 17th through the 19th next summer. Headliners are Bailey Zimmerman, Cole Swindell, and Sam Hunt, and also features Chase Rice, David Lee Murphy, Dylan Scott, Sarah Evans, Jake Owen, and Craig Morgan. Presale began yesterday, and general ticket sales start today. You can check out pricing, the full lineup, and other information by going to the event's website at countryjamwi.com. For Civic Media News in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Packers have a new kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed a new place kicker. He's 33-year-old Brandon McManus, who was with the Denver Broncos for 8 seasons. In 2023, McManus was accused of sexual assault by 2 flight attendants during a Jaguars team flight to London. The NFL investigated and cleared McManus of any charges. The Packers releasing their rookie kicker, Braden Narveson, who led the league in missed field goals with 5 in 6 games. College football. The Badgers head to Evanston to face the Northwestern Wildcats. Now, last November, Northwestern beat Wisconsin 24-10. This week's game to be played at a temporary stadium while Ryan Field is being rebuilt. Luke Fickell.
Whatever they ask us to play or tell us to play, we'll play. If it's a parking lot, we'll play in the parking lot. I don't think we got a whole lot to say after, you know, how we performed and how we played last year. So I could care less where we're playing at. And anytime you go on the road in the Big Ten, you're going to have to handle some things, whether it's, you know, a new stadium, whether it's the wind, whether it's a locker room. It is what it is.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After Joker Foley Odu took a nosedive like no movie ever before in its second week of release and the box office down last weekend overall, Hollywood is hoping the latest comic book movie is a savior. Ticket sales last weekend were down 43% from last year, according to Deadline. That could change in the next couple weeks when the latest chapter of Venom hits the screen. Sony's Venom: The Last Dance opens October 25th, and the studio is hoping for a $70 million take, which would be less than the 2 previous installments, but still an impressive opening. Horror films have made strong showings pretty much all year. How does a milk diet sound? On her Not Today Pal podcast that she hosts with fellow Soprano cast member Robert Eiler, Soprano star Jamie Lynn Sigler said she went on an 8-day whole milk diet where that's all she put into her system. She calls it a milk cleanse and says it helps rid one's system of parasites. Whole milk for 8 days? Thanks, but I'll take the tapeworm. It seems like people cannot hate the Joker sequel enough. The film has reviewed poorly with critics and audiences and a legendary screenwriter. Paul Schrader is jumping into the fray, saying he went shopping in the middle of the film. Schrader says he got so bored he went to the store and came back and watched about 10 minutes and then just left altogether. The man who wrote Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, and Affliction said, "I don't like either of those people. I don't like them as actors. I don't like them as characters. If they came to your house, you'd slip out the back door." That's right. He hates the movie so much he'd leave his house while strangers were there. Ouch. Speaking of the Joker, the studio behind Foley Odu, Warner Brothers, says it expects to lose between $150 and $200 million on the movie. Variety reports that the film's domestic box office take will probably top out at about $65 million and about $210 million globally. Unfortunately, it costs $200 million to make and $100 million to market. That's more money than I make in a year. Actor, activist, and Wisconsin native Mark Ruffalo literally walked the walk in support of Native Americans voting. Ruffalo participated in a Walk to the Polls event with the Navajo Nation activist Ali Red Horse Young. The Oscar-nominated actor has supported Native American issues for years. Yahoo Entertainment reports that the walk took place in Fort Defiance, Arizona, and was 3 miles long. The purpose? To urge indigenous people in Arizona to go to the polls. You would think a high-profile gig like hosting the Oscars would not be hard to fill. It seems people who are good at it get tired of doing it, possibly because one joke can get you slapped in the face by an irrational actor husband. The search for a host for next spring's Oscars broadcast is on, and according to Deadline, Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds are being considered. The duo starred in the film Deadpool, which has become one of the highest-grossing films ever. Other celebrities being considered include Dwayne Johnson, Amy Poehler, and Will Ferrell. Billy Ferrell would have my vote. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Clear tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow will be sunny and windy with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.